Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. Right. Welcome to episode 233. Hello, my friend. Welcome to a fresh new episode of New Mindset Who Dis. And just quick thank you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in every Monday, every Thursday. Thank you for grooving with me on my music and mindfulness episodes. Thank you for sharing everything, the podcast, my post on Instagram. Everything. It really does mean a lot to me. And I always try to, you know, return the favor to you. So with that in mind, I've got a good episode for you today. It's a very, very simple topic, but it's one that I find keeps coming up again and again and again in conversations with you all. So I wanted to provide my perspective here to help out. And, you know, I always say that I never thought I would find myself giving dating and relationship advice, but in talking with so many of you who DM me or text me or whatever it is, I find this to be such a universal theme that I would be remiss if I didn't step forward and try to be helpful here. And this theme is that a lot of you, and myself very much included here, of course, we find ourselves frustrated with the relationships in our lives, right? Very common theme, of course. We're frustrated with the short-term unfulfilling relationships in our dating lives that, you know, they lead nowhere. We're also frustrated with the ones that seemed promising, that lasted a little bit, but then fell apart. And then, of course, we're big time frustrated with the relationships that were committed, that had everything, that were good for so long. And then, you know, in the blink of an eye, they were over, or they fizzled out and were over, but regardless, committed to then ending, right? I'm sure you can relate to at least one of those scenarios. Pretty universal there. I sure can, of course. And, you know, in thinking about this and in talking with so many of you and examining my own life, I found that a common response we have to relationships ending, be it the short ones, the medium ones, or the long-term committed ones, is one where we just absolutely beat ourselves up. We beat ourselves up so much. We say things like, man, what a waste of time. You know, I'm such an idiot for getting involved with that person. Or I can't believe I did that. I can't believe I thought I wanted that. Like, gross. We'll say that, gross. We'll say, man, I just wasted energy and compassion on that person. I should have known better. You know, I'll never, ever get that time back. Right? We say things like that. We turn it on ourselves and we just beat ourselves up. And again, I get it. It's a natural response. It's a natural emotion to something that, you know, is an emotional circumstance in life. You know, certainly if you committed to someone and they've committed to you and it falls apart, like, that sucks. It really does suck. So I can understand that. I also understand it for those of you, those of us who are dating and dating and dating and nothing sticks and it's just short-term, short-lived relationship after short-lived relationship, and that sucks as well. So, like, I understand 100% why it's frustrating. I'm human. It's frustrating to me as well. But, and here comes the Case Kenny mindset, I've learned to empower myself to be able to take a step back and appreciate what I had while I had it, even if it ended, no matter how it ended. I've learned not to throw away what I had and label it as, oh, that was fake. That wasn't real. It's over. That was not real, right? It was real. What you had, no matter how short-lived, it was real and it was good. And there's always some kind of goodness to be found there. And so I think this mindset that I'm going to describe here, you know, it, for me personally, it's really made the difference between me being, you know, some, you know, 30 something, all cynical and jaded about dating kind of person versus continuing to be my usual hopeful, optimistic, grateful kind of self. And I think it could do the same for you in that grounding yourself in this idea that gratitude changes everything in life, and especially so in dating and relationships. I would say even more so in dating and relationships. And that's like on a topic where I think a lot of us assume dating is like, it's pretty binary. It's pretty black and white. It's either you win or you lose. You either marry someone or you break up. It's either nothing or it's something, right? It's forever or it's for not, right? You either win or you suck, right? You either win or you've wasted all this time, right? But gratitude changes everything in relationships and dating and relationships. There's so much to be grateful for. And I want to share a quick mindset with you here to help you, ground you in this concept that's been really, really helpful for me. This is going to sound cheesy. Like, I'm going to sound like your cheesy parents trying to help you out. But I really, really believe this from the bottom of my dude bro guy heart. I really believe it. And it's that I can look at any relationship I've ever had, no matter how long or short or committed it was, and I can believe something about it. I can look at any relationship I've had. It could be a short-lived one where we went on 3 dates, and on the 3rd one, she said she had to go feed her dog, and I never saw her again, right? That happened. It could be a medium one where we dated for a couple of months. I showed her my collection of magic tricks. We got vulnerable. I showed her the fact that I put applesauce on pizza. But then, it fizzled and it ended. Medium. Or it could be, a 2-year-long committed relationship with someone. We lived together. I had her saved in my phone as, baby ILY, heart face. But, it just was never able to get to the next level. Never was able to kind of cross that finish line. So I can look at any of those circumstances, any of those types of relationships, and I can be grateful. I can be grateful despite the ending. And every single one of those had an ending, obviously. And I can be this way because I know that endings do not define me. I know that endings do not define what I learned. I know that endings do not define the goodness that I had while I had it. They do not negate it. They do not erase it. They do not define the longer story that I'm still living, right? And that's an ending. It's an ending. Even if it's an angry, frustrated, bitter ending, it's simply part of my larger story. And I can look at that larger story and I can still appreciate and be grateful for so many things about it, even if the person associated with those good things is not forever, is no longer in the picture. And, I say this, I'm confident that amidst any type of relationship, a short one, an almost relationship, a committed relationship, you can always look back and find at least one beautiful, good, wholesome thing about it that you can still be grateful for. I know you can do this. I can do it. I know you can find that thing and remember it and be grateful for it. And I say that because this mindset trains you to do that. It trains you to be grateful for that thing no matter how it ended. No matter how it ended. And it starts with recognizing that not every person, not every relationship, not every individual that I connect with is going to become more. Not every person is meant to be forever in your life. And as such, you have to learn, because of that fact, that's a very human fact. That's life. And with that in mind, you have to learn to appreciate endings. You have to learn to appreciate what happened between a beginning and an end, because there's always goodness there, and that is forever. The person might not be forever. That's inevitable. And it's okay. It sucks, but it's okay. It's okay. And it's okay even if you learned it in a nasty, tough, bitter way. But you can always look back and still appreciate the goodness that you had together, because that is part of your story and that's what matters. And it matters because you'll always have it. That is forever. The person might not be forever. So this is a cheesy mindset, it is, but this is life, my friend. And sometimes you need to soften yourself in order to appreciate the goodness you had while you had it. and in the present, to appreciate the goodness you have while you have it. And understanding that you can't always expect a beautiful ending from everyone, from every relationship. I think if you do that, you're setting yourself up for a lot of disappointment. And the more you align yourself with that, the more you're going to turn cold and cynical. And I don't want that for you, of course. So I think the flip side is that you can learn to appreciate the little things that existed while you had them, even if they ended, right? Even if they ended. So say you were in a relationship with someone and you were committed to each other. You were compatible. You felt something special and it was great. And you felt it for a month, or you felt it for 6 months, or a year, or 2 years, right? But then life is life and it fell apart for whatever reason. That chapter ended and it might have had a bitter ending. Both of you might have, you know, disappointed each other. Both of you might have disappointed yourselves. You might have said things, done things. Like, it might not have been a great ending. You both might be frustrated. And I get that. I get that. But my understanding, my take, my mindset is that within the smoke and dust of that chapter ending, can you push yourself to still appreciate what it is you had while you had it? Isn't there something, isn't there one thing in those chapters you had between the beginning and the end that is still good enough for you to hang on to? Isn't there still a piece of goodness in there that you could still appreciate that is real and that you don't want to erase alongside of that person? Isn't there still something in those chapters that is good enough for you, that you both had, that was special for you while you had it? You know, that you both laughed and smiled about, that you both shared, moments you shared together, moments where you found and defined compassion and compatibility and all those kinds of things? Isn't that thing, those things, still worthy of being grateful for? Even, emphasis on even if it ended in just an absolute dumpster fire, isn't there still goodness worth appreciating? And isn't it worth appreciating even if it didn't last? That's the question. Man, think about that. I still think it is. Of course it is, because it's part of your story. And the story is forever. The person is not, because to my point, that's life. But the story, the goodness, that is forever. So my mindset here is fill your cup with that goodness rather than the bitterness of how it ended. Appreciate the goodness you had while you had it. And I say, and again, I say this because so often I hear people allowing themselves to turn dark, right? Just dark. When a relationship ends and they're like, what we had, it wasn't real. It was all bullshit. It was fake. They were fake. You know, forget it. I wasted time. And again, to my point earlier, like, I get that. I get that in reaction to something ending that's emotional. It's okay. Like, don't beat yourself up for feeling that way. But recognize that what you had while you had it, it wasn't fake. It was real and it was special and it was good. It was good enough for you. It was good enough for the other person. So don't erase that part of your story. It's yours. It was, it is, and it always will be. Like, the person is not, and that's life. And that's a tough pill to swallow too. But you can kind of counter that by understanding that what you felt when you were together is always part of your story. That is forever, and it is real, and it is good. And you can remember that and appreciate that, and you should. Like, the closest case analogy I can think of here is when I was in, like, it was like fourth or fifth grade, living in Virginia, and I was playing Little League baseball. Go Phillies. go Phillies. And this was before I lost every ounce of athletic ability, by the way. But I pitched for the team. And if my memory serves me correct, I was good. I was a good pitcher. I threw absolute heat. Little chin music here and there to assert my dominance, but I just threw absolute smoke. And we had a great season that year. I remember we got to the championship game. It was a big deal. And then I just absolutely blew it. I blew it. I gave up like 6 runs in an inning and we ended up losing the game in like royal fashion. And it really sucked. It was bad. And not only did I blow it as a pitcher, but I was also, to add insult to injury, I was also the last out of the game when I just like hit a pop fly and we ended the game and I lost there too. So it was fantastic, right? And admittedly, it was a terrible way to end the season. And actually, in hindsight, my like baseball career, because the next year I opted to just continue playing lacrosse. But anyway. And the fact that I'm 32 now and still remember this is a testament to, I guess, how bitter it was. But anyway, I still look back and I still appreciate it. I still appreciate the season, the in-between games between the beginning and that bad championship game, the way I felt when I was winning, the way I felt when I was just enjoying the game of baseball. Like, I still appreciate that goodness. And that really shitty ending where I blew it and it all fell apart, it doesn't negate any of that in any sense. I will always appreciate and be grateful for the goodness I had, the love of the game I had, the camaraderie I had, the enjoyment of that season, the feelings I had. I will always, always enjoy that and look back on it fondly. The ending does not negate that. It was real, and it still is real. And obviously, this is a super simple analogy. It's the best I could come up with, but it's the same way that I look at relationships. I can always look back and appreciate certain moments, certain feelings, certain connections without feeling bitterness towards how that chapter ended. And I think you could do this as well. And it's not easy. Of course, it takes self-control and self-awareness. I think that's a big one, self-awareness, but you can. And it feels good to do this because you feel at peace. You feel at peace because the alternative is not peace. It's bitterness. It's frustration. It's self-blame. And that is not how you're meant to live your life. And so I say, start this mindset for yourself by knowing that it's okay to want something in life to turn into more, right? It's okay to want a connection to last a lifetime. It's okay to want to find that forever person and have something work out. But life is life. Love, relationships, dating is random. It's complicated. No one has it all figured out. And it's helpful to realize that, you know, relationships can be beautiful one minute and then ugly the next. And it's really incredible how a little thing can turn into a big thing. And then that big thing ultimately ends the relationship. That's called being human. You could have so many great things with a person, and then that one little thing turns into something big, and eventually it leads into a relationship ending. Little things do that. But what about the little things that didn't do that? You know, what about the positive little things that you had while you were together? In retrospect, can you push yourself? Can you train yourself to be grateful for those things and make them big things? Big, good, compassionate things that you could look back on and still appreciate. They were real while you had them, and they're real afterwards. Can you look back and appreciate the little connections you had while you were together? The laughs together, the moments of connection together. Can you learn to appreciate them for what they were? And that's moments of goodness that will always serve you in your larger story. Can you learn to appreciate them as forever moments, even though that person is not forever? And I know that's like a little tough to do, right? Because you're disconnecting yourself from that person. It's not easy to look back and just appreciate a moment without thinking of the person. It's not easy to separate yourself from how it ended, right? The bitterness or sadness or frustration there. But I really do think you can learn to appreciate the realness of the moments you had. The realness. Just because the person didn't end up being a forever person, those moments are forever and they're real. And you can still be grateful for them. They were not fake. They were not bullshit, as we like to say. You did not waste your time. You weren't stupid for falling. You weren't stupid for finding a connection with that person. Just because it didn't work out doesn't mean that the love wasn't real or that now you're destined to be alone. You can recognize that that goodness you had is forever, but the person is not. The story is forever. The lesson is forever. The gratitude is forever. That is real. And there's nothing fake about that. And I don't know about you, but like that's comforting to me. That I can recognize that, yeah, of course, it sucks when a relationship doesn't become what you thought it was capable of becoming. That sucks. There's no way around that. But not everyone is meant to be forever in your life. It's just not realistic. You know, people change, priorities change, you change, life is random. But what you had while you had it, that is forever. That is real. And if you can push yourself to realize that, you'll always have some goodness to look back on and appreciate. And you never have to say it was bullshit or it wasn't real, because it was. Those things are forever. And here's another epic reference for you. Shane Falco in the movie The Replacements. Keanu Reeves, Shane Falco. Hope you know what I'm talking about. But anyway, in the movie, he's given a pep talk and it's freaking epic. And he goes, fellas, He goes, pain heals, chicks dig scars, glory lasts forever. He says, glory lasts forever. And I don't know why I thought that about that, but goodness lasts forever. Goodness lasts forever. Moments, feelings, gratitude lasts forever, even if the person doesn't, even if the scar heals. So I say, be grateful for that goodness. Appreciate that goodness. And I know you can do this. I know you can. You can learn to appreciate the connection. You can appreciate the mutual love you had. You can appreciate the vulnerability you shared, the selflessness you learned about in that relationship. You can be grateful for what you learned, that you learned more about yourself from him or from her, that you learned what it meant to share a dream or a vision or some shared perspective, that you learned what it meant to commit. And those lessons, that perspective is so, so powerful. And it's something you can always be grateful for. That is forever. The person is not. And I find a lot of comfort and energy, really, in knowing this, in not turning my back on something that was real, in affirming that it doesn't suddenly turn fake or devalue itself when it ends, because it is forever. And the ending to the chapter that you had will eventually lead to the beginning of another chapter. And that's where it will be rewarded. So I'll end it right there. I hope that was helpful. Just a little bit of my perspective on a theme that I keep seeing coming up. So if it was, I'd love if you'd share this episode with a friend. Tell them to listen every Monday, every Thursday. And of course, let me know what you think. DM me, text me. Be sure to check out newmindsethoodist.com. That's where you can pick up the 60-day New Mindset Journal, as well as Single is Your Superpower. And that's it. Thank you so much for listening. And until next episode, I'm out.